During this last month, I've had the privilege of being with people in a variety of circumstances and stages of life. I've met with recently engaged couples and excited new parents preparing to baptize their first child. I've listened to mothers and fathers express concern for their children, both young and old, about the challenges that lay before them. I've watched our young people under the Friday night lights, whether it be on the football team, the dance team, homecoming, courts, or even the band. I've listened to many people who have expressed great joy and others who have shared great sorrow. I've prayed with parishioners as they stood by the bedside of a loved one who is preparing to meet our Lord. In the last month, I've laughed, I've cried, I've rejoiced, and I've grieved. As I pray and reflect on these experiences, one thing has become exceedingly clear to me, namely that every human life, at every stage, and in every circumstance, is sacred in the eyes of God. And that's what gives life its meaning. Now, some of you might be thinking, really, Father, you're just now figuring this out? How old are you anyway? To which I would reply, okay, fair enough. It's not really that new of a revelation. It's something that I've always been taught and thought I believed, but every now and then God takes one of those truths that we've always believed, or at least acknowledged as being true, and then through life, he brings you to a deeper, more mature, experiential understanding of that truth. Of course, that is if you're willing to take the time to pray and reflect on it. And throughout this month of October, the church is inviting us to do just that as we celebrate Respect Life Month. Every year, the church gives us a theme or a point of truth to consider regarding the sanctity of human life. And this year, the theme is Every Life, Cherished, Chosen, and Sent. And so let's take a moment to look at those three words individually, especially as they pertain to the dignity of every human life. First of all, every human life is cherished by God. We read in the book of Genesis that every human person is made in his image and likeness, that our dignity lies not in what we can or cannot do, what color our skin might be, the language we speak, the country we're from, or even how much money we do or do not have. Rather, our dignity lies in the fact that it is God who created us and loved us into existence. And no set of circumstances of life can fully remove that dignity from us. When God looks at us, he delights in us. He doesn't see what we sometimes see when we look in the mirror. He doesn't see us as the sum of our faults and our failures, as Pope St. John Paul II says it. He sees us as the sum of his love for us and our real capacity to be conformed to the image of Christ, his Son. So in other words, he not only cherishes us just as we are right now, but he also cherishes who he's chosen us to become in the future. And so that brings us to the second word in our theme for this month, chosen. God has chosen each one of us, individually and by name, to be his beloved sons and daughters. On a more personal note, God has chosen you. He's chosen you to be a sign of his glory and majesty. He's chosen you to live a life of loving communion with him, to know him, to be known by him, to be drawn into an ever deeper intimacy with him, and to allow his love and mercy to transform your heart in such a way that you then become of an expression of his love for everyone around you. Let those words sink in. He's chosen you. And now, having chosen you, he sends you out to fulfill his mission of making that good news of our salvation known to the world. He sends you as a missionary disciple, as a messenger of his mercy, to let others know that their life has meaning and value, because they too are cherished by him and chosen for a life of eternal communion with him, even if the world has cast them aside or made them feel as though they're not important. Now, in doing so, we begin to form a culture of life and love, not death and destruction. A culture that's full of hope and not despair. Belief in place of doubt. Meaning and purpose in place of confusion and aimless wandering. And respect in place of abuse and neglect. He sends us to help him build the culture and society in which all of us truly want to live. That culture which our hearts were designed to long for. And so each one of us, as we become aware of his love for us, are sent as his missionary disciples to make that love known to others. Cherished, chosen, and sent. Three very important words that describe who we are in the eyes of God, and thus should inform the way we look at ourselves. But there's two other words in this pro-life theme that are worth revisiting. Every life. Every life in the eyes of God is a life worth living. Every life is one that God has created in his image and likeness and has given as a gift that's meant to be cherished, honored, and protected. Every life, from the moment of conception to that glorious moment of resurrection, regardless of the circumstances, matters to God. In fact, every life matters so much that he was willing to give up the life of his only begotten Son, so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. And that's how much every life matters to him. It should matter to us as well. As I said last week, we can't allow our culture to change the rules that define the meaning or the value of life according to what is useful or economical, pleasurable, or even convenient. Instead, you and I are called to convince the world, not just through our words, but the way we consistently and joyfully love and protect others, that every life matters, precisely because it's cherished, chosen, and sent by God. Now, to believe this, to live my life in this accord with this belief, is what it means to be a person who truly respects life. It means I start by accepting and acknowledging my own life as a gift, to know that God delights in my very existence as I am today, and then ask God for the grace to become a more effective sign to this world of what gives life its true value. Namely, being cherished, chosen, and sent by God. Sent to love him and to serve him by loving and serving one another at every moment, every stage of life, no matter the circumstances. Every life is worth living. And if it's worth living, then it's worth living well.